The interim study committee came back without a recommendation for a state hate crimes law, despite Governor Eric Holcomb calling for one. Should Indiana have such a law?
Absolutely. We're one of only five states in the country that doesn't have one. Let's say that you're Jewish, and I don't like Jewish people, and so I go beat up on you. You know, I'm dragging you behind my car. As you know, that's happened across the country. Well, if I'm doing that because I just don't like you, the only person I'm terrorizing is you. But if I decide to go after you because you're Jewish, then I'm targeting an entire community. And my impact is so much greater. So the response to that crime should be so much greater because you want to dampen that bias in society. You can have your biases, just don't act on them. That's the whole point of that law. And then you have companies like Amazon. I really think they want to come here because of just the way of how our state's located. You know, 465, the airport's right there. I really think they want to come here. And I think they basically have told us, look, guys, just pass this hate crime bill, and we're there. And that's just a perception. Doesn't mean it's true. Why would you not go out of your way to pass a law that they try to claim is irrelevant because it's already in state statute, they claim? Why would you turn away a $5 billion industry? It makes no sense. Think of all the state revenue that would be coming in from that work, which we could then put toward education. We could then put toward health care. We could try to help the people. But no, you know, we really think it's already in the law anyway, so we're not going to do anything. This makes no sense.